So, you know what sucks, guys?
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way. I'm trying to decide. I have two stories. I'm trying to decide which one to tell.
But before you tell them, unless one of these is those stories, do you have COVID?
Oh, no, I do not have COVID.
Oh, good. Good.
No, I'm negative. I failed another test.
Loser. All right, so tell the stories chronologically.
All right, okay. So as you guys should know, I really dislike musical theater people, which is weird because my wife is a musical theater person, and she just like perked up, was like, "What? What did you say about my people?" And it's also odd because my dad was an actor.
Daddy issues.
I have a correlation between. Yep. Well, I don't like. But we're not here to psychoanalyze me. I'm here to tell a story. I walked in to do a group the day I got exposed to COVID. And here's one reason why I struggle with musical theater people. Sometimes.
Before we just generalize groups of people.
Oh, did you have an afterthought to that? Was there
no, but this would have been perfect for our conversation on when I was like, you know, I just hate all.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why it didn't come up on the podcast like 10 episodes ago. What I hate about, like, what I strongly dislike about a lot of musical theater people is sometimes when they're in a group of people, they decide to, the spotlight needs to be on them. Right there in that moment. And there is a time and place for singing, and there's a time and place for playing music for people.
It's high school. High school is the right place for that. They made three movies.
Oh, yeah. They made three movies about that. And one of these, you know, right before I'm starting a group, it was a weird scene because it was... they were doing construction, or they were remodeling part of the IOP. So they had the groups at the house. The house has a keyboard, which is cool. Like I play guitar. I can pick up and play guitar whenever, but I know that there's a time and place when I need to play guitar. And
are you saying it wasn't appropriate timing?
Well, here's the reason why it made me super uncomfortable, because it was so clearly that the one person started playing piano. This girl, I don't know. She's young. I don't know how old she is. Like maybe 20. And she starts singing. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then her mother, who was there, or at least I assume it was her mother. She looked exactly like her, but twice her age, which I also thought was weird. Started singing a hymn. And like,
what's a hymn?
Is a song about Christ in church.
Oh God! Yeah, no. Oh, okay.
And I mentioned this to you earlier. I thought I was going to talk about the podcast. But like, as more and more people like gathered into the house to the group, they kept singing louder and louder and tried to get the people in who are walking in to sing about how Jesus trembles the darkness. And they would not stop. And I was just like, holy shit. And I eventually just left. Like, I just packed up my belongings and left. And like, the woman blocked my like exit to the door, and she opens the door and looks at me and just starts singing in my face. And I'm just like, okay, I'm out. And I just like bolted out of the house and didn't go back.
So you didn't run the group?
I did not run the group.
So you let a young Jesus freak determine whether you get paid or
and not. Her mother
and her mother.
And her mother.
You couldn't use any of those assertive life skills that you teach and like, you know.
No, it was everything that I fear and dislike and make me anxious. And I was like, you know what? So I'm not going to do it today.
You can't assert yourself when it's the will of God you're up against.
Yeah, exactly, Zach.
What did you say to the people that hire you to do a group at that time?
God didn't want me to run
God didn't want me to do it. I'll fill out the notes for you.
Sorry, Jesus took the wheel.
Jesus took the wheel in this one, and I bolted. I was like, it has nothing to do with the religious thing. That was just like a cherry on top.
Not dealing with this and left. Like, yeah. Mic drop, exit.
Yeah, pretty much. They were all, because like it was an unorthodox day, like they weren't at the IOP. All the clients were kind of running around and it was already chaotic. And I was just like, you know what?
They don't have someone there to like get the clients ready and shut up.
Not this group. I mean, not this place. This place is like, you can go to group if you feel like it. And there's like 40 of them and they're all running around. So you're just like, well, and then like when you're in group with 40 people, you got 20 people asleep, the other 15 on their phone, 5 who are kind of bullshitting you. And maybe you get one who like actually wants to learn.
This reminds me of that time I worked with children in the fall. 40 of them running around and about one of them paying attention to you.
Yeah. Children are easier because they don't talk back to you and then say, I'm just going to do heroin.
Let me start off by saying what the next comment I'm about to make has nothing to do with the fact that I'm Jewish, but I genuinely don't understand when people want to like interject their beliefs onto someone else unprompted. It's like making a cold call for a sale. Like, I already didn't want to speak to you. Now you're going to bring up a subject that is not shared by all.
The thing about Christianity is the more in depth you get with it and the more hardcore you get with it, you reach a point where you have people who believe it is their God-given duty to save your soul. So that's why that happens sometimes. They think they're doing you a favor.
Yeah, but this is like a fucking telemarketer, you know, like, hi, can I have a moment of your time to talk about Jesus Christ? No, you can't. Bye.
Those are Mormons. Those aren't telemarketers.
Oh, whatever.
Mormons are in-person telemarketers.
You know, it just like, I can't.
There's nobody in the Jewish faith do that?
I mean, they berate you in other ways.
Like, yeah. How?
I mean, like, I don't know.
Like, Zach, when are you going to get married? Zach, when are you going to get a job?
Yeah. That type of shit. Yep.
When are you going to get your life together?
When are you going to come visit your mother?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. When's the last time you spoke to your Grammy? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
My brother does the Jewish accent or the Yiddish accent, whatever. So freaking good. It's ridiculous. Like, I wish I could mock Jews like that.
Mock your own people.
Zach wishes he could make fun of himself better.
Yeah, I really wish I could make fun of myself better. There's a room for growth.
I do want to say, like, I'm not anti-Christianity. I hope that story doesn't come across like that. But
I mean,
I felt highly uncomfortable in that setting. I was just like, yeah.
You take Christianity out of that, she could have been singing Nemo. I wouldn't have appreciated that either.
I mean, if it had been like, you know, like fucking South Pacific, the musical, I would have been like, yep, I'm out.
If it had been all the small things, maybe you would have stayed.
That's the worst Blink-182 song. Dude.
It's the only one I can think of.
If she started singing anything off the South Park Christmas episode, you know, movie, whatever, I would have loved that.
I'm just imagining two people in a room full of people screaming, Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh.
See, a song that comes to my mind is, well, Cosmo's a bitch, she's a big fat bitch. Big bitch.
It has nothing to do with Christmas. But
who cares? If she was singing that, I would have got on board.
If she had done that on the piano, that would have been dope. But like,
right?
It was a hymn, and it was talking about Jesus trembling in the darkness, and they were just belting it. And as more and more people got in, they just started belting it even more. And some people were like, "Go on, yeah, you're so good." I was like, "Oh my god!"
So
this is not the time or place.
In the spirit of completely embarrassing myself, I remember one time, my first time in treatment, there was. Like Beit Tshuva's men's primary is like this giant rectangle and the rooms are on the outsides and then on the insides. And then on like the center of the donut kind of is the smoking patio.
Zach, that made geographically no sense. What you just said, you're like a big rectangle and then a donut. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So the hallway,
it's like a box of donuts. It's a big rectangle full of donuts.
Remember, I have donobriety of like 16 years.
This is the
year
rectangle, dude. You asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. There's rooms over here on this side of the hallway.
Okay.
There's rooms on this side of the hallway.
I'm doing it too.
Center.
Can you help me out?
fuck you, we're a men's primary. Okay. And it's like 1 a.m. and there's a picture of it somewhere where there's like 30 some odd dudes, half of them with their shirts off, and we're all just singing Justin Bieber at the top of our lungs. And you know, it was just a vibe, you know what I mean?
Which song?
Baby.
Sorry, and then a couple other ones around that same time frame. Dude, the girls in that video are pretty hot, I gotta say. What was the other story that you wanted to butcher?
I wanted to butcher. I was gonna talk about COVID and my horrendous experience of isolating, but
There was not one day while you were quarantining that I talked to you and I didn't think something was wrong.
Yeah, I was upset.
Clearly upset.
See, Jack, you need to invest in video games so you have something to do for 8 hours a day while you're quarantining.
Then I just feel like a total abject failure.
Yes, but only after, not during. When you're just quarantining, you feel like an abject failure the whole time.
Dude, so I was me and Jack have this project and we were supposed to work on it together. And he calls me one day. He goes, "Hey, can you jump on Zoom?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, dude." And he shows me the project, like 90% done. I'm like, "Dude, I told
it's
you."
It's not 90%
done. For the sake of the story, you know,
maybe it was like 85.
I'm like, "Dude, I told you I was going to sit down and do this with you. We said it was going to take time. We want to put everything." I needed something to focus on. And it was just
I totally ignored everything you told me.
Yeah.
Like, no, I need to do this.
Like, nope, I got this. It's happening. It's already
in my mind a little bit. Yeah, yeah. For the listeners out there, I got exposed to COVID on Thursday, and
which does not mean he has COVID. It means that he came in contact with someone who may have. Just making that
Zach
clear.
Has been reading the CDC guidelines.
just making that clear, because there's some people who, you know, sometimes you tell them a straight ABCD story and they go, "What? DEF?"
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I got exposed to COVID by a client very briefly for about 5 minutes. I had to cancel a couple things this weekend, a couple work things, and I had to quarantine for 4 days because I was told by the guidelines to wait 4 days and then get tested. So I went in on a Monday on the fourth day and got tested and got my results back today. But those four full days were brutal.
Did you get the nose swab or the mouth swab?
I had the mouth swab.
So did you gag?
Yeah, I had a gag, dude. It was pretty bad. Turns out my gag reflex is very shallow. Like, I was kind of embarrassed. I was like, I went like half an inch in. I was like, oh.
Sir, we haven't started.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was a little ashamed. I was like, oh, sorry. in those 4 days, my wife has not slept in the same bed as me. She quarantined herself to the couch.
That's got to be fantastic, having a whole bed to spread out on.
It's kind of lonely. It's kind of lonely. Yeah, when you get used to sleeping next to somebody. Yeah, just me and Bucky.
Dude, every time I've had a chick spend the night the last year, I've just been like upset that there's another person in my bed.
Well, Zach, you're also physically...
Yes, I'm
taller,
a large
taller
person,
than me. Taller.
It's the heat for me.
Okay.
Women are too hot. Like,
they're just too hot. I can't stand.
Dude, seriously, can somebody put a fan or a vent in those things? Like, they're fuck.
okay. And then like she won't even go in the room. She grabbed
fan.
All of her clothes for a week and put them in the laundry basket, and they're just sit chilling in my living room. She's worn a mask the last 4 days. She's still wearing a mask.
She gave you the same treatment the Bible tells you to give women on their periods.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you?
She didn't look at you. She didn't touch you. She didn't touch anything you touched.
Yeah, I'm the victim though.
So. Did you break out the Hasidic sheet, you know, for marital time?
The Hasidic sexy time sheet? No.
We just poked a hole in a mask.
So she's still wearing a mask. I don't know for how long. She might go the full 2 weeks, but I came back negative.
Can I just say, I love how in this scenario, you put her on the couch.
I didn't put her on. She volunteered. I volunteered to be like, I'll take the couch. And she's like, no, you're already laid on the bed. I was like, oh.
And we can't touch it because it's dirty.
Yep.
Just like, yeah.
I mean, she's like 3 feet from me. I mean, she's like, can hear everything I say.
You have headphones on. How could she hear us?
No, hear me.
Oh, okay. Repeat after me, Jack.
Okay, what do you got?
I, Jack Shane.
I, state my name. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
What?
Like, you know the scene from like fucking, what's that movie? Animal House, where they're like inducting all the people into the fraternity. And it goes, repeat after me. And everyone, he goes, I. And everyone goes, I. And he goes, state your name. Everyone's going to state
my
name.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually happened. When I was in high school, we were doing something for the National Honor Society, NHS or something, which literally means nothing. And the ceremony took like 45 minutes when it was supposed to take 5. So what had happened was the guy who was in charge of the ceremony handed like the senior, the head senior, like this paper that he was supposed to pick one reading from. And there were 15 of them. And the guy read all 15. And it took like 45 minutes. And we had to like repeat everything. And one of them was an I state your name thing. And it was like the 13th one he read. And everyone was just kind of like, oh, my God. And then we had to I, everyone state your name. And everyone repeated that. So the whole crowd lost it. I was sitting at like front and center. And I just died laughing.
All right. So let's try this again. I, Jack Shane.
I, Jack Shane.
Would seriously enjoy pegging.
Would seriously enjoy pegging. I'd said it first. Dibs.
All right.
Say it. With your wife in the room. I want to hear. Come on. What's the reaction?
All right. Let's see what she says. All right. I seriously enjoy pegging. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Did you like wait for her to go to the bathroom or something?
She was like, yes, I know. That was last Tuesday.
You gotta bring that up again. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't think of anything else fun to make you say.
Really?
No, I'm sure I really could. But
what's been going on in your world, Anthony? You've self quarantined.
Yes.
Yeah, you are, you can go outside and.
Yes, I went and pitched our brand new backyard is all done, and we got about 50 feet of AstroTurf, which coincidentally happens to be the length of from the mound to the softball plate. And so
they pitched from 50 feet. I thought they pitched from 45.
50, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I went out and did it for an hour, and it was awesome, and now like literally my entire arm and right side of my back are still sore. That was on Sunday.
You're sore from soft tossing softballs?
By himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause it's just been so long. All the tiny little muscles in my body were like, hey, you haven't used me in a while. Ow.
Hey, what's up with the puppy?
Nola's been a huge help. She gave me a lot of ones to submit to. Awesome. Yeah. We've had no luck.
You've had no luck with Nola? Sorry, Ryan.
Well, she's been helpful. She gave me, I probably got a good 7 dogs I applied to through her, but awesome. They just haven't gone anywhere. I think it's just really hard right now because so many people are applying and there's no in-person adoptions that like, it's getting.
See, I feel like this would be the exact opposite response if you were to leave your house.
Yeah, except you can't go into the shelter right now.
But weren't they having this like COVID adoption thing where like if you come in, you don't even have to pay the adoption fee. You just like get the dog. I mean, those are for like at no-kill shelters. I don't know what type of dog you're looking for, but I know a lot of people adopted dogs at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, maybe at the beginning, but things seem to have pretty much moved to an online adoption pretty strictly. But I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm gonna keep looking, keep trying. We finally kind of nailed down the dogs we're looking for. So that's made it easier.
For sure.
Yeah.
So huskies only?
That would be nice, but they're probably not great with cats. It's more...
Oh, you know what?
Have I told you the husky story that I grew up with next to?
The one who peed all over your yard and made it, gave it yellow spots?
No. No, the one that killed all our cats.
Oh. Yeah, so definitely not huskies.
Yeah, so there was when I was growing up in Tennessee, there was this neighbor of ours. An older couple, and the wife would always, like, every 2 days would come, like, into our yard and be like, "Hi, how's it going?" You know, like, and they had like three dogs. They had like a terrier thing, a golden retriever, and a husky. And the husky had to be, and they let their dogs in their front yard. They didn't have a backyard fence, right? And the husky had to be tied up because the husky would like to run off. But the husky, being in its prime, living with two elderly people, got away a lot, you know? And I swear to God, it killed three or four of our cats.
How many cats did you have?
Three or four.
Right when I said it killed our cats, I just heard my cat go, meow. the dog would kill a cat, we'd go get a new one, and 6 months later it would kill that one. So we had to keep getting cats. And my mom like didn't believe in like spaying cats. And so like we would just have kittens all the time.
I mean, that's kind of cute, but kind of weird.
I think at one point we had like four litters of kittens in like 2 years. It was crazy.
Jeez.
It was awesome, but.
So we had three cats for 2 months, and that was one cat too many.
Dude, I have zero cats right now, and sometimes I think that's a little much.
You're a closet cat fan. I know you are.
So I'm very glad that you guys have nothing to do with the social media sometimes. Because if you were aware, I even posted a picture of me with a cat on our Instagram. And I said, thank God Jack doesn't check this shit.
Pretty funny.
Nice.
All right. Aw.
He was all hugged up against my arm.
Who's that little guy?
That's Taquito, a.k.a. Taki Meow Meow, a.k.a. Burrito.
Those are three different foods.
Gatito.
Literally anything Mexican food-ish.
What about a Melita?
I don't know. I've never called it Melita.
Nacho.
I called it Nacho.
Whose cat is it?
It was Gordita. Yeah, Gordita. That's a good... That,
Chalupa?
Chalupa Batman?
See, that's...
Chalupa Batman.
My brother had a rat named Chalupa Batman, so that's why we don't call him her Chalupa. But this is my brother's cat that he adopted from the Chico fires.
Okay.
Yeah, it rolled up to his apartment complex. He started feeding it, and when he moved back home, he took it with him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we move on? Should we assuage into the sobriety jeopardy?
We should assuage into the fwagsiness that is sobriety jeopardy.
And he's gone.
Yeah, and we lost. I forgot about that.
I did not realize that I could have done that from where I was.
What'd you do?
I just want to turn the fan on.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, snap, motherfucker. All right, so hold on. What is this one?
Hold on, one sec.
Kara, the meatloaf. So for everybody that's not paying attention to us, Balake Rosé, Jack is threatening his wife to make dinner or else. Hello? Constantinople?
Can you hear me?
You can now.
I couldn't tell if I wasn't hearing anything or if Jack's mic was off.
I may have to interrupt the podcast. We're going to have to take a 5-minute break.
You go order your wife to cook you dinner.
She's not a fan of touching meat.
Are you kidding me right now? Give her some gloves.
We don't have, like, we have dishwasher gloves, but, like, not.
Jack, this podcast is what's going to make us famous. You're going to tell us, me and Anthony, the other two-thirds, I might mention, of this podcast, that you're going to fuck off for 5 minutes?
Hold on. Kara, can you season the meat? Can you please season the meat?
He is telling her to make it. What? I'm so mistaken. Yeah, He's
there's no dick jokes happening. There's no dick jokes, I promise. Can you just season the meat? No dick jokes have been said in this 20 seconds.
You hear that, everyone? It only takes them 20 seconds to
season his meat.
There you go, Kara. We got you on a dick joke.
If you don't season the meat, then there's not going to be any flavor. I hate you guys so much. What was that? It's not. Can you just season the meat? A little salt, a little pepper, a little cumin.
Just rub it in there.
You don't need to cut it up. Just season it.
Use your hands, and if you get bored, use your mouth.
All right. There are gloves in the med kit. Use those. You are almost 30 years old. Come on.
Please leave some of this when you edit.
I've yet to find anything worth cutting in this exchange.
All right. Moving forward, let's switch the conversation once more. All right. We have, there's another round of Sobriety Trivia. I actually just made this morning. Hopefully the grammar is up to Anthony standards.
Ooh, look, harm Daffel. Reduction. That's Jack's favorite subject because he loves Suboxone.
I'm just not going to comment on that. I'm gonna ignore that one.
Because it's true.
I didn't do opiates.
Why are
you opiates didn't Suboxone? Allow Jack to jerk off for 13 hours at a time, so he didn't do
it. No. It was I could watch porn for 13 hours at a time, and I didn't need to jerk off. That
got
was
it.
Only tweakers understand that.
I did that once when I was really hammered.
That just sounds awful.
13 hours? You were really hammered?
No, it was like 4 hours.
Okay. All right. So we got five categories. We have athletes who struggled with addiction. We have legal practices 2.0. We have harm reduction, which is apparently my favorite subject because I never did opiates. We have geography, which is Zach's. You're going to fail at that one, Zach.
I'm also going to fail at athletes. Anthony's going to get all of those points.
I think you'll get a few. I feel like Anthony might miss some.
Really?
We'll see how autistic he is when it comes to sports. And then we have fun facts. Because why not? We need a little bit of fun. So, Anthony.
No, we don't do this for fun.
All right. So remember, guys, up the shit talking. If you don't know an answer, just say something ridiculous.
Yeah. Woman, the meatloaf. Sorry.
They're chicken thighs, if you really.
All right, Anthony, you want to start us off?
Sure. We will go with @Heletus for 100.
All right. Please allow me to read the entire question before answering. Because I know right when you see this, you're going to be like, ah! So,
what is Ocho Cinco?
That would be who is Ocho Cinco.
Who?
All right. This NFL quarterback, wait for it, who started his rookie year in Atlanta, battled a Vicodin addiction during his career. He was one of two quarterbacks to be needed since 1992 for the city of Green Bay.
Who is Brett Favre?
You are correct.
There was no chance in hell it was getting.
Are you serious?
You did not know that?
Jack, I'm going to have to lodge a complaint. Big N, big F, little L. I'm not okay with this.
Anthony, I support you. I'll two-thirds that.
This is NFI quarterback.
Yeah.
National Football Institute. Like that.
That's funny.
All right, let's go with fun facts for 100.
Wait, hold on a sec. I want to go back to this. How would you have not gotten that?
Do you expect me to know who was the quarterback in 97?
Okay. Who are the two quarterbacks Green Bay has had?
Oh, wow. I also, hold on. Couldn't answer that question. Aaron Rodgers. But Joe Flacco? I don't know.
Brett fucking Favre, dude.
Dude, I've literally been watching football for 3 years, all right?
Yeah, but it's Brett Favre. It's like not knowing who, like, Nolan Ryan is.
Look, you want to talk about John Elway.
Dude, he and John Elway are in, like, the same category, dude.
Look, consider me an infant. I'm learning about football. Sorry I can't spew out stats like you and Anthony do. Anthony will literally comment on a football game before the commenters get a chance to.
By the way, I was watching football Sunday in my quarantine. And then again, my
by
perception
yourself, like
was
a loser.
Pretty shitty. No, I was watching with Kara, the Ravens were on. I gotta say, NFL commentary is awful. Like it is.
Yeah, because they don't want to like offend anyone.
Like it's so bad.
Well, part of the problem is you get a bunch of guys who get hired because they used to play football, and you
but
take.
They don't talk about anything during the game.
That's why people love Tony Romo. Because
he
does.
Like, dude, I gotta say, like, I know I'm biased here, but baseball commentary is 1,000 times better. They tell stories. They like. There's a conversation.
Well, you've got so much time in baseball. You gotta make something
to kill in baseball.
Who's like, the guy? Who's the NFL player that? He was like a psychopath that would like. He ended up getting charged with like raping women. This is not helping.
That doesn't narrow it down.
That narrows.
He would consistently show his. He would consistently show his dick in the locker room, and he like wasn't mentally stable.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
I don't know why I asked the question. I wouldn't be able to be like, oh, yeah, that was him, even if you did say the right person I was thinking of.
Because that does sound like Kellen Winslow Jr. He did have a problem with showing his dick to people, and he raped somebody.
Yeah, wasn't it like old people too?
No.
All right, well, maybe I'm thinking a different NFL rapist.
Are you sure you're not thinking of a movie about football?
No, is there a movie about NFL football rape?
I don't know.
All right, let's just go continue on fun facts.
I'm just saying that the NFL commentary is awful, and I just put it on mute for a while. It was that bad. Ugh. Okay.
Well, little secret, Jack, is no one's tuning in to hear what they have to say. They're tuning in for the game.
Like, they just say the most – it's like Captain Obvious every other sentence. You're like, holy shit.
And that was part of what got me to stop wanting to pursue it as a career was realizing that – that was kind of what was getting rewarded.
Now, what the offense has got to do here is drive the ball another 80 yards.
My favorite one I ever heard, my favorite was it's like 2000. Who was in the 2007 Super Bowl, Anthony?
Okay. Oh, who was in the 2007 Super Bowl?
Yeah.
From the 2007 season or the one that took place in 2007?
Either one. I'm just trying to be short.
2007 season would have been – we're either talking Giants-Patriots or Cardinals-Steelers.
It was the Cardinals-Steelers. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
So I swear to God, I heard this on Super Bowl Sunday right before the game started. They said, for the Steelers to win the Super Bowl, they really need to open up their defense. For that to happen, they really need to open up their offense. And I was like, holy fucking shit.
No,
that's the best you've got to say. And then I stopped watching football.
The most sort of illustrative moment for me was in the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl when there was a 28-minute or so break because the power went out. And they had the halftime guys fill the time. And they said not a single goddamn important thing or interesting thing for 28 minutes. It was like the same three platitudes between four different people over and over and over. And I was just like, this is why I stopped wanting to do this.
You know who would be amazing as an NFL commentator? If they just put Stephen A. Smith and Max Keller in there and just had them argue. Like, that would be entertaining.
Two guys who know nothing about football just arguing about football.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And then they would come to the same conclusion and then argue it again. It would be awesome.
I got to say, though, that was a great use of the word platypus.
All right, Jack, you're up.
Fun fact for 100.
Crystal meth has produced a common side effect of users believing they are the reincarnation of this religious leader.
Okay, I understand how this could be a fact, but it's not fun. I don't know the answer. Hitler.
what you're looking
Jesus.
For.
Okay, which one are you going with that?
I'm going to go with Jesus because I guess Hitler wasn't religious.
There you go. You were correct. He was Jesus.
Oh!
Zach, all right.
Hey, you told me to guess, even if I don't know the answer.
I mean, right. Have you ever heard that before?
No.
No.
Dude.
But you know what? At this very moment, me and Anthony are tied. Just remember that.
All right, Anthony, you're up.
Let's go with geography for 100.
This country has the highest leading ecstasy abuse rate in the world. This country also happens to be a continent.
I didn't know. Shit. I didn't know that. What is Australia?
Your phone's calling him?
Yeah. No. Hey, Dennis.
All right, first off, put it to the mic. Tell him that you're on.
You're on the podcast right now.
Oh, shit. I was going to see if you wanted to share a meeting in an hour.
Yeah.
What's up, Dennis?
Am I on a podcast?
Yeah, you're on the podcast right now.
Well, my dad's not dead. How can I be on the podcast?
You called at the right time.
Oh, sweet. Am I supposed to, like, have a question or something?
Say anything you want. The floor is yours.
Baba Booey.
I love you, dude.
Thanks, Dennis. I love you, too. Okay, you need me a chair for a meeting?
Yeah, dude.
All right. Just send me the link.
We'll post it in the What Dad podcast social media.
All right, Zach, since you don't go to meetings anymore, you got to go to that meeting with me.
I have to cook dinner because I don't have a wife to yell at to make it for me.
I cooked literally. Are you seasoning the meat?
It's like 20 minutes
ago. Seasoning the meat, guys. This is a...
Is she using the jerk seasoning?
What kind of... Zach,
or is it more of a rub?
Or was it more of a rub?
Asked if it was a rub. You both of you suck. All right. Oh, by the way, Anthony, you were correct. The answer was Australia.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Zach, you're up.
Let's go with harm reduction.
Or?
100.
Medication used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, typically in the form of a nasal spray or shot.
What is Narcan?
You are correct. Kara said she knows it. What is it? You got it right.
It means I get 200 points, right?
No. All right.
Puts you.
You ever get Narcan, Zach? You ever just get what? You ever get Narcan?
Nope.
Did you ever?
No, he just gritted through his ODs.
No, I fell out a few times, but I've never like officially OD'd and woke up in a hospital. Score
sometimes
for
you
Zach.
Just wake up on the ground with an EMT over.
Yeah, I never had that experience.
Okay.
No, my brother found me blue once, but then I guess I just woke up like a day later and he was cool with it.
Yeah, you just gritted through.
Yeah. You just ride it out. Dude, he said he was like.
Do you think about that when you go to funerals? Like, man, oh my God, what a pussy.
He said he was like beating on my chest and trying to blow air in me. And like, I don't have any recollection of any of it.
That's awful.
Yeah. All right. Anthony,
right.
What do you. Anthony, your turn.
Let's try
I got
fun
Jesus
facts
Christ.
For 200.
Jesus Christ.
No, that was the answer to the last fun fact.
I know. Dennis keeps texting me, blowing up my phone.
You just told him to text you.
I know. Fun facts for 200?
Yeah.
Fun facts for 200.
This Russian street drug is a lethal mix of pills, petrol, cooking oil, and lighter fluid, literally causes the skin of its users to rot in record time.
I'm happy that we can also help you spell check and grammar check your tests in record time.
Yeah, I forgot of that. Sorry.
Of that.
We were right there.
I got way too deep into looking at this shit when I was high. So it's what is crocodile?
You are correct.
Yeah.
I would not have gotten that one.
But aren't
not
you
even right? Close.
Yeah, but he only did like actual heroin.
Oh, sorry. That's right. He did real man stuff. And then
yeah. And fentanyl. Just
fucking slept through his OD like it was nothing.
Duh. All right, let's go legal practice for 2.0 for 100.
Campaign slogan started by Nancy Reagan in the 1980s.
Just say no.
You are correct.
Oh!
Zachary yes! Actions are the best.
Damn it, Anthony's winning.
Let's go.
But I haven't gotten any negative points, so that's a plus.
No. Let's go with athletes for 200.
Boston Celtics point guard who struggled with opiates and cocaine. He is a motivational speaker, and his TED Talk is often played at rehabs.
Is this the guy that one of the Kardashians is married to?
No, I know who this is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I don't know his last name. It's Chris something. I watched a 30 for 30 documentary on this guy, but I can't remember his name. It was Chris something, I believe.
That is close, but not completely correct. Zach, do you want to take this one?
Oh, wait. No. He's still alive. It's not this guy. Different. It's not Len Bias.
I don't know basketball. But, is it Lamar Jackson? Lamar Odom? I don't know.
I think most of those guys are football players, right?
Lamar Odom. No, Lamar Odom would have been a good one for this one. No, he played
for really?
The Lakers. Yeah.
Oh.
And the Clippers.
It was Chris Herron.
Chris Herron. It even sounds like heroin.
Nice. You know what that means? That means that I'm winning. Sorry. Okay. Let's go with harm reduction for dose 100.
Community-based programs that help reduce risky behavior and HIV by providing access to sterile needles and syringes free of cost and facilitate safe disposal of used needles and syringes.
What is the needle exchange?
You are
correct.
You ever use these, Zach?
Didn't shoot, but like twice.
You weren't a real addict. All right.
Yeah.
You know, if you had turned blue off a needle, you'd be sick.
You might have died. Like a man.
I was so close to starting.
Chuck, what the hell are you doing in there?
Don't worry about it, bro. He's, you know.
You're like emptying the fridge out and throwing things on the ground?
Look, it's a ritual to drinking Spindrift these days.
Don't tempt me. Don't tease me like that, Zach.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not have Spindrift in your house? Is my house just better than yours?
Yeah, I have a Spindriftless house. Ooh.
Look at that. It's coming into shot. And it's cold, too. Yes, Chuck. It's freezing. This is, you know, the point right before it ices over. You know?
Thank you, good sir.
Dude, that's what this podcast needs to be sponsored by. Spindrift.
Spindrift.
If you were
fancy
listening.
Fancy water. It's
we what? Love your. I was going to say beverage. We love your beverage. We love what you sell. Give it to us for free, and we will gladly pitch it for you on our podcast. That's my pitch. It wasn't the best. It was off the cuff, but.
So, Anthony, we need to send this episode to Spindrift.
The epitode?
Yes. Episode to Spindrift.
Yeah.
I just keep doing athletes because I like challenging myself for 300.
Oh, you're just going to ignore the Spindrift pitch. You're just going to go back to playing the game. Okay.
I will happily send it to Jesus.
This international tennis star was addicted to crystal meth. After failing a drug test in 1997, this tennis player claimed his soda was spiked by his trainer. In reality,
so it's a boy.
He was smoking meth.
It's a man.
One of the most famous tennis players of all time.
Yeah, but I don't remember any of them getting caught up in
you were probably six when this happened, so I mean.
And now I'm trying to remember who played when, and I feel like I got a 1-2 shot here. Let's go with who is Pete Sampras.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Zach, you want to take? You want to steal?
No, I do not, Jack. Thank you.
It was Andre Agassi.
Andre Agassi. Damn it! I knew it was one of the two. I had no idea.
Dude, my dad played tennis and was like a ranked tennis player in the late 80s. And yeah,
I'm still confused on how he went from ranked tennis player
to drug guy.
To drug dealer. Like, did he get injured and was like, I need to do something? And like, was it?
I don't know. You want me to ask him, you dickhead?
Maybe ask your mom. She probably has some inside information on it.
My mom doesn't really speak of my dad unless it's like his praise. So anything remotely negative, I get, why would you want to bring that up and rehash the past? That is not my mom's voice. Legal practice 2.0 for 200.
In 2020, this state was the first to pass to pass decriminalization of possession and personal use of drugs and legalize hallucinogens. It just happened like 5 days ago.
What is Colorado?
Oh.
Is this Oregon?
Well, thank you for giving me the answer.
I thought Oregon does meth.
You are incorrect.
What?
Nancy, would you like to steal?
What is Oregon?
You are correct.
You sons of bitches. Are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure you got that wrong, Jack.
Oh, no. Check the news. It's Oregon.
Oregon decriminalized drugs, so if you get caught with them, you go to rehab instead of jail.
Yeah.
In Colorado, it's legal to do shrooms.
No, it's legal to do shrooms in Oregon.
Can we send this to New York?
Oh, that was a good baseball reference, actually.
Then they do that in football, too.
Gay.
No, just look up if I'm right. I don't care if I'm wrong.
No, Oregon drug law. Oregon became the first state to decriminalize the possession of the personal use of all drugs.
Of all drugs. Look up, is Colorado, is it legal to do drugs in Colorado?
It is legal to smoke weed in Colorado. It's not legal to do
shrooms.
It's not legal to do shrooms. I know I'm right on this. The Jeopardy is never wrong.
It is decided.
Fuck all of y'all.
All right.
We'll go with
dick nuts. Y'all are haters.
Geography. For 200.
This Eastern European country has the highest alcohol abuse rate. For almost a millennia, this country referred to their kings as czars before a communist revolution in 1917.
What is Russia?
You are correct. And you're tied.
What
Zach,
is
did you know that
Russia?
One? Yes. Did you know?
No, I did not, Jack. Thank you.
That was your people. You're Russian. Like, your family joined the Communist Party and then were communists.
I really think we should read each other's bios that we've written for each other on this podcast.
We wrote bios for each other?
Yeah, we were supposed to. Did you guys not?
No.
Wow.
Wait, Zach, did you write one about
me? Two-thirds opposite. Yes.
Who was I supposed to write one on?
We were all supposed to write two. Both of us. I was supposed to write one for you and Anthony.
Dude, that's going to be next week's podcast right there.
For sure.
All right. Zach does not understand Mother Russia. All right. Zach, you're up.
No, I lost that one.
Yes, yeah, so you're up next because I chose geography.
Oh, you got it right there, right?
Yeah.
That brings you to 500.
All right.
Harm reduction for 300. Let's get serious, boys.
This form of harm reduction for alcoholics causes an individual to feel severe effects of a hangover 5 to 10 minutes after drinking.
Wait,
Zach, you are silhouetted now.
Oh, I'm thinking, woman. Wait, hold on.
There we go. Now I can see you.
I don't understand the question.
This form of harm reduction. There are many forms of harm reduction. Where alcoholics causes an individual to feel severe effects of a hangover 5 to 10 minutes after drinking.
Can Anthony answer first?
I can answer
second. I will say this. It is a prescription.
Fuck, it's I'm still thinking. I'm not dumb, I'm just thinking.
You can be both.
Thank you for believing in me, Anthony. What are those drugs that you can't get on the street anymore? They used to do them back in the 80s. Barbiturates?
That you were thinking correct. Of... Barbiturates have been around since like the 1900s.
I said they do them in the... What? All right, Anthony, let's hear you.
What is antabuse?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Fuck both of you.
Antabuse. All right. Anthony, here's the new score. Anthony, 800. Zach.
Zero. I'm not in the negatives, all right?
Let's stick with geography for 300.
This Middle Eastern country has the highest prevalence of opiate use. This country was home to the Persian Empire.
What is Iran?
You were correct.
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
Fun facts for 300.
with a little bit less enthusiasm, please.
All right.
This drug is cheap to make and often is made with varying household items, including Drano, rake fluid, lighter fluid, and
what lime. Is meth?
You are correct.
Yes!
Have you ever made meth?
I've never made meth.
Have you made any other drugs?
I've made DMT once.
How?
You extract it from root bark.
Okay, was it any good?
I mean, I tripped hard as fuck, and it sells. You can sell 100 hits out of 1 gram, and I made like 7 grams, so it was pretty tight. Saw aliens.
Where do you get root bark?
I feel like maybe we shouldn't break down how to make drugs on this podcast.
Did you ever make Pruno?
No. Why would I need to make Pruno?
I don't know.
Never been to jail.
You were bored.
Have you ever made Pruno?
I've never made Pruno, but I know that you've made napalm and then burned a trash can.
I have made napalm. I mean, clearly we didn't have the same childhoods.
No, clearly. You went to prison for 9 months and they called it boarding school.
Maybe if I had a father. Sorry.
You did.
Okay, we did.
Twice.
All right, Anthony's turn.
Double the dad, twice the dance, twice the trouble.
Double the drama.
Double the death.
Sorry. Let's go with athletes for 400.
This baseball player became the only pitch you ever threw a no-hitter while on LSD.
Oh, you guys were talking about this like 2 weeks ago.
But he walked 10 guys and hit another. Who is
I think he walked 6 guys.
I just remember it was like one of the least efficient no-hitters of all time.
Oh yeah. It was an ugly no-hitter.
But who is Doc Ellis?
Who is Doc Ellis?
Yeah, there's no way I was getting that one.
All right, Zach. Time for the comeback of the century.
I'm not Kim Kardashian.
What do you got?
You know, because she got cum on her back in that video. All right, bad jokes. Let's go with...
I never saw her sex tape. I'm sorry.
That was a Chris Pratt reference.
I just know that Ray J made a song called I Hit It First, and it's not a great song, but I'm happy it exists.
Dude, I love how every couple of years he'll just like post something like I made her famous.
Yeah.
Let's go fun facts for 400.
He sells earbuds.
He sells by the seashore.
Okay. No, he sells earbuds.
Oh. Fun facts for 400. Top 3 most abused drugs on college campuses.
Do I have to get all 3 right?
Yep.
That's not fair.
It's a 400 Seriously? Question.
All right. Nicotine has to be one of them.
No, nicotine's not one. I'm just going to let you know that.
Really? So this is just drugs?
These are drugs. This is not like...
So is marijuana one of them?
It's not like 15 years old and you get caught smoking cigarettes and maybe a joint and you get...
Is marijuana one of them?
That I cannot help you with.
All right. So we're going to go marijuana, MDMA, and Adderall.
You got 2 out of 3.
That should be up there.
All right,
I should get most of the points.
I will give you 150 points if Anthony cannot name the last one.
Alcohol.
Are we classifying alcohol as a drug here?
Yes, absolutely.
God damn it. Are you? You got to make these distinctions clear. This is for a rehab Jeopardy game. You got to make these distinctions clear, boys.
Dude, I played this at 12:30 and they nailed that question.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck? How come I didn't get any goddamn points?
Because
it's 400. I should at least get 2/3.
No, now you sound like a client.
Dude, we're a 2/3 podcast.
Anthony couldn't get the last one, and he got it right.
That's bullshit. I totally was going to say alcohol if I knew. I hate you so much.
Anthony, you're up. Try athletes for 500.
Argentinian midfielder who led his country to victory in the 1986 World Cup. He struggled with a cocaine addiction for 20 years, was eventually kicked off the national team. A highly effective soccer trick was named after him.
I think it's Diego Maradona.
Diego Maradona.
I think he just got hospitalized for like a heart issue and was having issues like with alcohol withdrawal. It's kind of sad.
That's a bummer.
Or like liver or something.
Did you get all five of those?
Absurd.
Right?
I missed the one about the tennis player. So it was Sampras over Agassi. And Chris Herron. I couldn't remember Herron. Yeah.
Harm reduction for 500.
For five?
Yeah. What?
All right. Led by physician Gabor Mate, this Canadian nonprofit became the first North American supervised injection site for IV drug users. This helped decrease the spread of STDs and the rate of death and overdoses. What was the name of this Canadian nonprofit?
Jesus.
Anthony, do you know this? Because I have no fucking idea. I have, let's go with Canadian geese. I have no idea.
What is Kaiser Permanente?
I think Zach is actually technically closer with his answer. He actually went with something Canadian.
Does that mean I get points?
I'll give you 1 point. Canadian goose? I'll give you 1 point, Zach.
Is it maple syrup?
Is it the National Hockey League?
Is it something?
Is it Wayne Gretzky's rehab facility?
Yes.
It is the Portland Hotel.
Portland's not Canadian. You said Zach got closer to going to something.
But it happens to be in Canada. So there you go. All right, Zach. You have negative 199 points.
I've been positive this whole time. Now you're going to get me on the negative shit.
Well, you went with the hardest question.
Anthony, let me borrow 199 points.
No. Let's go with geography for 400.
I should have let Anthony do that one.
This Nordic country has the highest rate of cannabis abuse in the world. Their language is consistently the most difficult to learn and speak. Here is one example. That thing. And it actually translates to key ring to the tool work shed in the road works of that city. What nation am I talking about?
Let's see it, Anthony.
I want to. I'm going between two of them. I'm going to say Iceland.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
You son of a. Really?
I figured it was either that or Finland.
I'll tell you what, Finland wasn't even my top five.
There's only like seven Nordic countries.
I only thought there were four, and I found out there were like seven today. I was like, oh. Ooh.
Okay, let's go with Legals point two for 300.
This law provides limited protection from arrest, charge, and prosecution for people who seek emergency medical assistance at the scene of a suspected drug overdose.
I'm supposed to tell you what a law is called?
Yeah, what's it called? You should know this.
I don't have to know what it's called to know that it protects me to call, if I for calling some the Kind Citizen Act or something like that? The I don't fucking.
All right, I'm gonna break this down, Zach. Let me explain it in layman terms. If your buddy overdoses, and you guys both use the same fentanyl, and he overdoses, and you're like, oh shit, I need to call the cops, or I'm sorry, I need to call an ambulance. But before this law was enacted, you would have to
save a life.
No, let me finish my story, and then you can make your dumb guess. You're like, oh shit, my buddy's overdosing, even though I don't really care about him, but I need to call and make sure he's okay. But wait, before this law was enacted, you couldn't, because you also would have been charged for having possession of drugs on you.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that.
This law prevents that from happening. And it is literally out of the Bible. I think it's the New Testament, so it might not help you.
You want to just take the points off now? I mean,
Andy, you know.
Well, it was designed to encourage people to be good Samaritans.
You are correct.
What is the good? Oh, God damn it! I got it off what he said. Damn it!
All right, so Zach is at -499 versus Anthony at 3100.
Let's go with geography for 500.
This Central American country has the highest rate of amphetamine abuse. This is the only Central American country to not have a coastline with the Caribbean Sea.
I can picture it, but I can't think of the name. I think this is actually in South America, but I can't think of anything. No, fuck. Now I'm getting my Americas confused. Is Colombia in Central America?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
We'll go with Colombia.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Back down to the earth.
It's in North South America. I told myself I'm so embarrassed I said Colombia.
All right, Zach. Remember, if you're stealing, it doesn't matter if you get it right or wrong. I won't take away points. Are you Googling?
No. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is an island nation in the Caribbean. It's not even a nation, it's a territory of the United States.
Okay. Belize? Yeah.
That is actually not a bad guess, but it is actually the only landlocked Caribbean nation. So again,
Panama.
The Panama Canal, which you have to go, like, allows boats to go from the Pacific Ocean into the Caribbean Sea.
God damn it. Okay.
El Salvador.
El Salvador.
I hate you guys.
All right, Zach, you're up.
Harm reduction for...
A new form of treatment that uses medications such as Suboxone and Vivitrol in combination with counseling and behavioral therapies to create an effective treatment for opioid use disorders.
Harm reduction.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What? No, that's what Suboxone and Vivitrol is. It's harm reduction.
Yeah, but there's a form of treatment and it's not called harm reduction.
Well, I can tell you this, it's also not fucking sober.
Zach, I'm gonna give you a point for that.
What's the fucking answer, Anthony?
I'd be surprised if Anthony knew this. He's
what is opioid management?
Incorrect. What is medically assisted treatment? Also known as Matt.
Good old Matt.
Fuck Matt. Fuck anyone named Matt.
Fun facts for 500.
In 1898. Bayer marketed heroin as a non-addictive substitute for morphine. That's awesome. One of its first intended uses was to suppress this common symptom found in colds, pneumonia, and tuberculosis.
What is cough?
You were correct.
Yes. Also, there's no apostrophe in it's.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, makes up for my Colombia is in Central America answer.
Okay, let's go with legal for 2.0. 400.
The Harrison Narcotics Act was passed December 17th, 1914 in the United States. It imposed a special tax, not illegalization, a tax on all persons who produce, import, manufacture, compound, deal in, dispense, sell, distribute, or give away these two narcotics. I'm just going to make it easier. Hard drugs.
Okay, hold on. This is the game that we're playing. Like, this is none of these are like questions that like I would assume anyone in treatment could ever answer.
They actually got this right.
I don't even understand. Just go for it, Anthony. I'm not even gonna, like.
Just guess two drugs. Just guess two of the hardest drugs you can think of.
Heroin and cocaine.
Hey, you got it right.
What?
Yeah, it was opium and coca.
Thank you for the assist.
Yeah.
How do I still have negative 500?
Because you missed the other question.
All right, let's go legal practices for 200.
In 2013, this South American country became the first to legally regulate marijuana.
What is Peru?
Incorrect.
Oh, shit, I know this.
What is Argentina?
What is, it's Ooh. Either Uruguay or Paraguay.
Which one is it?
I don't remember, but it's
you don't
one
get
of
the points.
Two.
You already
it's not
going to
give me the points.
But it's Uruguay.
I remember that because I was like, oh, sweet. It's happening, man.
See, I knew it wasn't Brazil because I went to Brazil around that time. And that shit was not legal and very difficult to get.
And probably not very good. Oh. I think we did a really good job of making it interesting, though. It's like the game was in the background. So we would answer a question and then shit on each other for 5 minutes. It was great.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was really trying to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to speak in a meeting. So later.
Yeah, I'm going to send you guys the link. You guys should check it out.
All right. Bye. I'm not going.
Dude, you're going to drink.
I got to cook dinner.
Oh, shit. I wasn't recording.
Yeah, you were.
Are you serious?
Recording.
I just wanted to see Zach's face. Oh, Zach. All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right.